Dan Bazedon, welcome.
Hello.
So, now that our public art master plan was officially revealed, as a public art program manager, how does it feel?
It is such a great joy and relief all at the same time. This has been a long project in the making. Very excited to have this out in the public.
It has been a good solid year of fact-finding and asking people what they wanted to be seeing, right?
Absolutely. We've had several surveys and public meetings throughout the last year. Over 2,000 individuals responded and told us exactly what they wanted when it came to public art. So it was public input sessions through our surveys and with our website as well.
So you were seriously wanting to know exactly what people thought.
Oh, definitely.
Do you know the basic diversity of this group that you surveyed?
We definitely encourage to have as many voices as possible. That's why we call this plan Art for All. So there's in some cases where we tried to ensure that, you know, we sampled certain populations more than others, specifically with student groups and artists inside the city as well. We wanted to ensure that their voices were a part of this.
Art for All. Yes, indeed. Then going forward now, what should we be looking for where?
The first project, and we wanted to make sure that we got that information at the reveal on Wednesday night. The first project was really tallied through public input. So we asked everybody to place dots on their favorite project or the one they want to see move forward with first. And based off of the money that we have available currently and the money we expect to have available in 2020, you could definitely see something in the neighborhoods, probably through an additional mural or two. But really, we're going to have a lot of community input in this mural project. It's not just going to be a static mural piece, but it's going to be something that reflects the stories of the community.
What else besides murals?
Public art is also sculptures. We could see public art be in the form of stamping concrete or new sidewalks with verses or lyrics from a song that reflects Fort Wayne's stories. And so we really want to make sure we incorporate all different kinds of public art.
That does include, well, the actual art trails even being proposed, as I understand.
One of these ideas, and, you know, I was really, really excited about seeing this one, is we want to connect a couple of our legacy parks in the city. It came out through several different surveys and conversations to connect McMillan Park in the southeast quadrant of the city to Foster Park in the southwest part of the city. Both of them are large-scale parks, and the nice thing, they're all connected by Rudisill Boulevard, which is a historic boulevard designed by George Kessler, a famous landscape architect. And so if we can, you know, keep building off of that spirit that he designed in the original plan by adding arts and culture through that, that's something we want to see.
That's fantastic. And Rudisill truly was the gateway, if you will, or at least the showpiece of the whole city.
Absolutely.
Back in that day.
When they originally had designed this road, it was a way to connect neighborhoods and residents to and from parts of the city, you know, as roads are. But this was really kind of the showpiece boulevard for the city. And so really building off of that and, you know, using some of those local stories in those neighborhoods and incorporating that into public art and displays along Rudisill will be one of our major projects.
And what a full and wonderful circle.
Absolutely.
You are looking at activities in the various neighborhoods and, of course, downtown, lots of stuff going on. So it really sounds like everything's going to be jumping out and going forward, and that's just crazy. I am kind of curious, was there anything on that final list that even you didn't expect to see on a list like this?
You know, one of the things that we often talk about in public art is the way people see the city. And so, you know, what kind of story are we trying to tell? The MLK Bridge is a beautiful experience as people are driving into downtown. And what makes it so beautiful is the light display that you see as you drive across the bridge. And it changes shapes and colors. So one of the things that came back through a lot of public feedback is we want to see more light. We want to see it highlight our buildings and our neighborhoods and our corridors and our parks. And so we call it topographic light. It was a really great surprise to see that come back from the survey respondents, but definitely seeing more light as part of our public art in the future will be something that I think everybody will enjoy.
That's fantastic. And in full disclosure, we'll have to note that when Mayor Henry joined me in the studio to talk about his take on the state of the art here in Fort Wayne, which he certainly has been committed to enhancing greatly, Mayor Henry listed the bridge and its light capability as his favorite art. And that was a wonderful discovery, actually, that he was that attuned to how cool the power of light and illumination are.
It is amazing what illumination can do. It can take a traditional brick structure and make it something that's really a fantastic display of art and design. We have so many great historic buildings downtown. If we could just illuminate them a little bit or make them a different display in how you view these buildings, and even with some of our corridors and our parks and different places for people to play, imagine it happening at night too, because you have a great light display. It's one of my favorite projects, if I were able to say there is one. It's simple, but we added string lights to the alleys downtown. And by doing that simple, small move of adding light to an alleyway, you've turned an alley space into what used to be just a place where people would take their trash out into the dumpsters in the back, and made them a place where people want to go out and get photos or spend some time eating dinner or just walking through and exploring the art that's in the alleyways.
So the wonderment of possibilities, it's all going to be funding dependent,
it is.
As you know, and that's a reality. How is that stage of this project going to work then?
Well, right now when it comes to funding, we are funded in two different ways. One of them is through tax increment financing give back. And so it's for projects that receive TIF dollars or TIF incentives. They are supposed to provide a 1% public art give back up to $100,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but when you realize how much art costs, it goes by pretty quickly. What we do see as another opportunity is through philanthropic give back, and that's going to be where we're going to see the most action when it comes to public art. People that want to invest into public art displays all across the community, we can do that through our financial partner at Arts United.
Okay, so there are many, many ways, and bottom line, as you look at this, everything is doable.
I believe so. Everything's going to be doable. It's going to take a lot of will. Over the next couple of years, we want to start with a couple of smaller projects, things that we can kind of prove that public art is going to see a huge impact in the community. And we know we're going to do that through some smaller initiatives up front. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to take on some of those larger projects. One of those is a large scale sculpture at the Grand Wayne Center, which I think is fantastic. One of the things that people kept saying over and over again in our public engagement series was they love the blue bear at the Denver Convention Center, or the dinosaur that peeks his head out of the Children's Museum in Indianapolis. But both those are large-scale sculptures, larger than life, and they're kind of a focal point for a gathering space. And so having something like that's going to take a lot of money, a lot of will, but it's definitely something I think we could do and should do.
Indeed. And keeping that financial reality check going strong right now, which we will, how can this help our local economy?
One of the things that I think is great about this plan and how we want to move forward as a community is studying the impact of public art. There's very few cities that have created an economic impact study when it comes to public art investment. And one of the chapters in our plan actually gives us a roadmap and a framework on how to study economic impact. So it's not necessarily traditional, you know, you spend a dollar in public art, you get $1.07 back. We can kind of understand some of that, but really it's going to come down to, are people investing more in their homes nearby? Are they painting? Are they putting new windows in? Are they going out and voting more? We see things like that as a huge investment in the community that people can give back by investing in
them. That's great. That is just great, and quite a measure, to be sure. Are we going to see another dramatic arts and culture explosion then, dare we hope?
I think we're starting to see one right now unfold, which is great. And especially as we invest in the neighborhoods, in those common centers in the neighborhoods where people want to gather, you're going to see an explosion of art and culture in places where we have not seen before in the city. And so that's what's most exciting about this.
In fact, does this open bigger, broader doorways for that very kind of development?
Oh, without a doubt. There's several studies out there that show when you invest in public art and you place public art in spaces that may be up and coming, or even a place that not necessarily has that culture right there at that point, by investing in that, you see people want to bring dollars back to that space. Because you're creating a sense of place and you're creating a sense of belonging, which I think is really fantastic. And so people want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of that vibrancy.
It is fantastic. And meanwhile, how do you expect that this will drive Decatur and Angola and all of the neighboring communities that are truly and specifically embracing our public art plans so far?
It's so amazing. I had an opportunity to present with the public art manager in Decatur at a conference a couple of months ago, and she was inspired by what we're doing here, and we were inspired by what she's doing in Decatur. So I think it's a way for them to look at Fort Wayne, but it's also a way for Fort Wayne to look at what these other communities are doing. And the fact that they are going out on a ledge for them and saying, we're putting money right back into quality of life impact. And so I think that should be an inspiration for us all.
And really strengthen numbers and these numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great. And after that, Dan, what's next on Fort Wayne's Arts and Culture Horizon? If you could daydream for a moment here, what would you like to see as a great big next step beyond all of this?
Oh, gosh. You know, I go back to Art for All as a plan where we wanted to incorporate art for all people in Fort Wayne. And so that means racial makeup. That means socioeconomic makeup. But one of the things that I think is great about this plan and something I want to see forward, so this one big thing is we want it to be accessible to all. And we want to be the most accessible public art city in the Midwest, which I think is quite audacious for a city of our size, but it's definitely something we can do. And so whether that be QR code scanning of murals where you can listen to a story on your phone or providing a digital collection on your computer if you are homebound and you can't get out and actually see the art, that's exactly the kind of thing we want to do.
Good luck on all of that then, and what a dream come true that would be all on its own.
It would be.
Okay. You can obviously envision here and no doubt have been doing a great job. Dan, so last question. What's all of this going to mean to our vibrant cultural skyline that we already got going, to our own sense of place, and truly to the entire community?
As a guy that studies cities, I love to study what makes cities work, what makes cities tick, what makes people happy in these places. Being able to identify who we are through our visual culture and our visual arts, that is the big takeaway on all this. By having public art, by investing in public art, we can truly tell our story in a way that other communities cannot do.
Dan Baisden is Fort Wayne's Public Art Program Manager with plenty to do now that this plan has been revealed, Dan.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us today. Keep us posted and do keep up the good work.
And thank you, Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.